Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our second class. And the energy feels a little scattered tonight. So let's settle in first. And we'll be doing that as more people join the session. But let's collect ourselves. And I can hardly blame you. You know, the craziness and noise has reached a feverish pitch, I guess you could say. And it's harder to maintain the old paradigm, and it's getting easier, at least all the ways that life is these days is making the new paradigm look much more attractive and making letting go maybe easier to do, because who wants to hang on to everything that's been going on in the old paradigm? So let's collect ourselves. I'm just watching the group collect. Let's see, one announcement. I started up my blog again. So I am in the process of having a new website created that is going to be simpler and easier to use. Thank goodness. It's taking a couple months to do. You know, I hired someone to do it for me. And in that process, we're going to be refining things, and it's going to be much easier to navigate the whole system. And so she wanted me to start the blog up again. So what I did was I actually took sections from the last class and made it into four separate blogs. And you might want to take a look at it. I just adapted parts of the summaries into these four sections, and I think it helps clarify things. So you might want to take a look at it. And I think there's four blogs that are new. I am also working on the Sacred Circle Leadership Training, and that is coming together, and it'll probably be out in the next month or so. And that'll be some virtual, and some will have to be getting together somehow. So we'll have to find a way to have a retreat on this. And then there's the living your multidimensional self in real time, I think, something like that, that's coming up the weekend of the equinox. And I think that's a 2-day retreat, that there will be a Friday night equinox meditation actually on the equinox. And then the 2-day retreat during that equinox energy. So it's all time to be potentized by the awakening of these new earth energies. So all of that is in process. It's a lot of time consuming stuff to do the new website. So it is all coming together, and it's all in the new energy, which is what our theme is tonight. It's been a long, kind of arduous, deep cleansing that we've been going through. And one of the aspects of the cleansing is releasing any kind of rigid beliefs. And that includes the beliefs about our reality and our body and our identity and who we are as humans, what the earth is, what the sun is, what the cosmos is, and even our rigid beliefs about who, what God is. So everything is being dug up, loosened. The soil is being made ready. All the weeds are being weeded out, and all the little stones and rocks that get in the way of the fine roots. Everything is being uprooted, opened up, and made available for recycling. Remember the release to reveal? So we have to keep remembering that as everything is becoming loosened and freed up, and even though we feel like we're, a pitchfork's going into us and loosening everything up, it's to reveal and open up this new seeding of our being. Well, the seeds are there, but it's making it possible for those seeds to grow and become extremely powerful and vital. As long as we let things become more flexible, and flexible and renewable and fresh. So this, being snowed in this weekend, I had some time to go around the house and move crystals around, clean crystals, move some plants around, talk to the plants some more, clean them up more, move things around. I was moving pillows around, I was moving things around to create a fresh new energy flow in the house, and it felt so good. Repairing some things that I hadn't been able to get to for a couple of years, and just, attending to some details that I just had not had any time to attend to. And so that represents this loosening up and shifting and allowing my environment to move along with the shifting energies, and then reminding myself that everything I think needs to be freshened up as well. And everything I think about myself or anyone else needs to be freshened up, let go, loosened, made more flexible. And so that's how I'm attending to my daily activities and my daily consciousness. So I encourage you to take on freshening everything up in your being, your surroundings, your relationships, responding differently, reacting differently, choosing to do things that would not necessarily be in your comfort zone, trying new things, anything that breaks up the solidity of what we have had conditioned in us. And I really want you to hear that this is rigid conditioning. It's not your true nature. Your true nature is knows how to flow. Knows how to be aware of the subtle energies and be in tune with the earth, the sun, and the cosmos. But the amount of rigidity that has set in over this past paradigm for the last 5,000 years has made everyone into a mummy, basically. And so we are quickly actually breaking that up. So I encourage you to just watch and see how many different times in a day you can see something from a different perspective, react or respond differently and try new things. Try things that are totally what you wouldn't expect of yourself. So that will help us shift into these new energies, because who we are, who we think we are, is not who we're going to know ourselves to be over the next year or two. Any comments on that?
This is Carolyn. You say
Mm-hmm.
the new being, what comes up for me is, sometimes I'll say, help me remember who I am, like my true essence. But in a way, it sounds like you're saying maybe something different.
In order to, so in order for the true essence to have substance to work through, we need to be looking at every way we're thinking, moving, speaking, being in our daily lives. So it really comes down to minute by minute in our choices in life. Does that sound different from what you were thinking?
That resonates.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey Sarah, it's Russell.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny that you brought this up because I think it was literally like 3 hours ago. I found this little 6-minute video by Deepak Chopra. I think he called it the new creation energy or something, and it was all about, our consciousness. And what I realized listening to it is like I have all these beliefs and perceptions about myself and my body and even my yoga practice. And it like changed everything for me. And it's exactly, I think, what you're saying now. And so for the last several hours, I've just been looking at any belief I have about myself, my family, my friends, the world around me. And it's just been so amazingly eye-opening for me.
Yes, that I like that new creation energies. I even like that better than new earth energies. I like that.
I can send you the clip I found, and if you decide you want to
Okay.
share it with the group, you're welcome to do that. I'll
Oh,
email it to you
you
tomorrow.
okay? Oh, you could put it up on the page if you want,
Okay.
in the comment section. Okay.
I'll be happy to do that. I wasn't sure if that'd be okay with you.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll do that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool.
Perfect. So that's right in the same frequency that I'm talking about. So one of the things about this conditioning and the rigidity is we can't use our minds to dissolve that. The mind is part of that rigidity. And so that's why we do the ceremonies that we're doing, because we need to bring in collective higher frequency energies that know how to intelligently help us shift, and that we need to know how to immerse in these energies in order to have the shifts occur. We can't create them. And that's part of the old paradigm, is that we're used to analyzing and constructing new thought forms and ways of approaching things. But this new energy is not coming from the mind. In fact, it sees the mind as part of the dissociation. In fact, I wrote a list. I have to read this because I wrote it all down. I wrote a list of what this dissociative fixed energy looks like, and no one's going to like this list. Living inside the mind. That's part of this fixed energy. And how we live inside our minds all day long, right? Living in constant doing. Do, 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 do. Do, do. Being able to sense the body clearly, So the mind gets in the way of sensing the body and the intelligence of the body. Feeling numb or disconnected, compulsive thinking, constant planning and controlling, consuming, distracting, a feeling of emptiness, fear, anxiety, addictive behavior, and competitiveness, hyper individualism. How do you like that one? These are all expressions of that fixed, conditioned energy. So we would never have thought that being immersed inside the mind was a place that we had to shift out of. It just was our normal, everyday way of being. But now, with the new perspective coming in, we're finding that there's a new way of being we're being asked to move into, and it's not in the mind. So, when I read that list, what strikes you? What happens for you?
I feel excited. I feel hopeful. I did a scan of my body yesterday, and what I found was competitiveness. So this feels aligned. And I don't know, I don't feel hesitant at all. I feel ready, like we prepared for this.
Great. So I read your comment about last week's class and
Yeah.
your phone had disconnected, but I love that you stayed in the meditation.
I
It was
did.
great.
I opened my eyes after a while and I thought, gosh, it's been a really long time since Sarah said anything. The class is connected, so it's okay. I
Yeah.
know.
You got the energy.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was good. Okay, anyone else have a comment about this?
Yeah, I am finding thinking less enjoyable lately, and it was one of the ways that I kept the energy going during our break is I stopped buying books. And I just find that what I used to love to study, which was, theology and mythology and all of this, it doesn't feel true anymore when I'm reading it. So it's interesting. I like what you're saying. And I'm noticing that as I'm allowing myself to change, that things that used to work for me or used to be pleasurable aren't literally, I just aren't landing anymore.
And how's that going as you're running your business, your practice? How are you applying that to your business, Sean?
That's a good question. I'm not sure how to answer that. It's going. I am staying open-minded as during this period of transformation, I'm still able to attend to what's important, but I definitely feel that the shift happening there as well.
Ah, excellent. It's a big shift, as I mentioned last week. Anything that has to do with finances, our identity, our relationships, going through a shift in those areas is really big. It's really scary to let go of a lot of that, unless you can return to the replenishing energy and allow yourself to sink into a nonverbal space and trust that by doing that, it's going to rearrange and reorganize how you approach your life, what you attract, what you go for, how you respond. And so grounding and sensing the energy rather than thinking. And so, one of the reasons I focused on grounding for the last 40 years is once you can feel energy, once you have an experience of a different way of being in your body, once your intuition becomes more reliable, once these your dreaming gets dialed in and you're able to use more expanded senses, you have more motivation to understand yourself as less fixed in the physical realm and more accepting of an expanded sense of yourself. And so I find that just feeling the energy in your feet starts to make that shift. Not only is it's healthy for you, but that energy that's connecting you with Mother Earth and Father Sun and helping you have a sense of belonging, a sense of meaning and value with the greater sense of yourself and a relationship to something, to life that is so much deeper and more profound, allows you to expand into this new consciousness and break up the old rigidities. The point I want to make about this is that the energy that you're connecting with through your feet is intelligence, it's wisdom, it's love. And it holds you and embraces you. It flows through you. You become it. And in that becoming, you become as wise as the cosmos, as loving as the cosmos, in harmony with the cosmos, and you become a cosmic being. And there is an orientation that is natural from the soul to want to join with and be in relationship to the totality in a way that's meaningful and makes life more meaningful. And so, this energy that we're opening up to through our feet and our connection to Mother Earth and Father Sun and our field has great wisdom in it. So it's not just a relaxing technique. You're connecting to the greatest wisdom that exists. Have some of you experienced that? Now, Mark's not here tonight. He couldn't be here, so someone else has to be the person who talks besides Mark.
Oh no, I don't want it to be me.
Oh,
I'll let Penny go.
Who wants to go? There's so many of you. Penny, why don't you go?
Okay. This is an invitation to get out of my depression and to really ground with Mother Earth and to let her move through me and into my heart I am so relieved that the depression is lifting finally, and that I can see forward to a new beginning. And it's beautiful. It's where I want to be. And it's such a good thing.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Okay, who else?
This is Laurie. Can you hear me okay? I feel like what we're talking about is somehow like happening in me, like right here and now. So when this happens, sometimes I struggle to articulate what I'm experiencing. But it's like there's like an opening somehow to experience, take in what you're saying in some kind of expanded way. So the first part of we need to really pay attention to all of our thoughts, all of the things that we think about ourselves, about God, about other people. It would be easy for my mind to grab that, say, yeah, I'm gonna think about this. I'm gonna pay attention and I'm gonna think about it, and then I'm gonna figure out a way to do it differently. And so as we moved into talking about how the mind can't do this, it's an immersion in the energies. And like something started to open up. And so in some ways it sort of feels like I'm free floating a little bit. So it's like, okay, I can be aware of these ways that I think and that I perceive, and without doing anything with it, with just grounding into Mother Earth, opening to these energies that are working within me to transform this. And the other piece for me that came up as we've been talking, excuse me, talking is last week, I shared a bit about how this sense of what I have always known, but it hasn't fully been lived, and I'm not necessarily haven't necessarily been conscious of what all of that is. It's just I can feel it. And I can feel how it's not quite a match with the way that the world is. So there's a certain sense of opening up more to who I am and feeling like I'm getting in touch with that. But through this conversation, I'm also realizing that I need to not attach to maybe things that I have thought about who I am. And that something is going to emerge that maybe some combination of stepping into what I've known, as well as being surprised by myself.
So let me ask you this, Lori. And that was beautifully expressed.
Okay.
When you sense your spiritual nature, who do you know yourself to be? What is the sense that
It's big. There's a kind of a hugeness to it. There's a sense of there's an empowerment to it. But it's so humble. And there's always for me, which came out in our session in May, when I feel into my oneness with the divine, something just lights up in me.
Lights up.
Yeah. So there's that piece of it. It's like, yeah. And there's a knowing of something that's different than what I feel being lived in, for lack of a better term, 3D reality. Like I can get so in touch with this and I step out the door and it's like, okay, that got real small, really fast. Yeah, so there's that. And that's what I feel like is starting to shift just a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. Am I answering your?
That was excellent. That was beautiful. And everyone else could send, could ask themselves that as well. So, like when you say step out the door, that's when the conditioning clamps down,
Yes.
right?
Yep.
And so, when we talk about our new earth body and being, we're talking about what you just described as your true being. And we talk about the breaking up of these rigid conditionings that have enclosed us and made the mind into something very heavy. I mean, the mind is not bad in and of itself. It's a quality, it's a tool, it's a expression. But it has been so conditioned that if you just everyone just feel a thought right now. To me, thoughts are like sledgehammers at this point. They're just so hard. And I can feel the fixedness of them, the rigidity. Can you sense that, people? The conditioned thoughts. And you can sense how a conditioned thought would make you sick, create illness, create discord. Blocks. Anyone want to comment on that?
Yeah, I
Sarah, go ahead, Sean.
okay, thanks. Yeah, I noticed the conditioning this week when I was listening to the tape and doing the meditations. I noticed that even though there was a part of me that knew that everything was okay and I was entering these states of peace, that there would be these peripheral energies that would try to come in and get me wound back up again. And I got curious about that kind of in a, as you've taught us how to do, like, what is this? What is this made out of? Are these ideas? Are these, I don't know what. And you know, as you're talking right now, it kind of feels like you know how in like traumatology, when we're treated poorly long enough, we eventually start to internalize that voice and it starts to become our voice. It feels like that, like it's a learned survival strategy, but it's, as you're saying, it's the goal of it isn't, doesn't lead to actual survival. It leads to exhaustion and fear. And when mine kick up, they do lead to fear-based, like compulsive behaviors. I noticed that too, like over-exercising and just, as you said, the doing, the busyness, the competition, their survival. And then when I drop in, I'm into this state of peace and I realize there's nothing to do. So they're very polar, those experiences.
Good observations. Yeah. Russell, were you going to say something too?
Yeah, I just wanted to share back when you said connecting with Mother Earth and the living energies. I think the one thing I commented on in my last post was just it allows me to get out of that analysis mode of having to try to analyze everything, and just plugging in the Mother Earth and the living energies just allows me to allow what comes through and just come through as a knowing. And then it's, I trust it so much that I don't second guess it, even if it's not what I would have thought to do or thought I needed or wanted. I just say that's it. That's what the living energy wants from me. And it's so freeing. It's so liberating. It's beautiful. And I think the other part that I didn't share in that post is connecting with Mother Earth has given me the safety and security I think I always looked for from somewhere else, someone else. And when I can connect deeply with Mother Earth, I just feel so taken care of and so safe, and it's just so peaceful. And then when I get caught up in whatever's going on in the world, and I get that fear comes in, or my analysis comes in, it's really fun when I get to say, hey, wait a minute, I'm falling back into that old pattern. And then I can observe that and then go back to my connection. And that's been really rewarding.
I love that you're connecting up your individual traits, your trauma fixated traits, and being able to appreciate the flow of Mother Earth and where she takes you. Really love that. Thank you. Let's see. Ananda, welcome back. Are you back, Ananda? Are you still in Mexico?
I'm still in Mexico.
Oh, good. Okay.
85 degrees.
Thank you. Thank you. Just wafted over here.
Actually have pretty much completely given up any fantasies that I can change myself. And just having spent so many decades trying to do that, or watching other people trying to do that, trying to change their minds, right? Switching from one opinion to another, or from one perspective to another, and still be just so trapped. And I feel like the programming is so deep and so widespread. I just don't think there is any way in the world that I can adjust or shift that. And so it's been very liberating for me to just feel like, okay, just let it go. And thank goodness we have the assistance of so many supportive light beings that I feel like I certainly am capable of surrendering and a letting go and feeling gratitude, and I'm just seeing how things unfold. But I've really kind of given up any concept that I can mentally change myself in any way.
Congratulations. Am I hearing waves behind you? Are you by the water?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michelle, do you have your hand raised?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I've had a deep sense of how the cultural conditioning is like an anesthetic.
The numbness.
And how heavy thought is. And there was, just some deep awareness of that connection, and then how the living energies clear that anesthetized portion of self. Yeah, I think that's it for this moment.
Beautiful. Thank you for highlighting that. Okay.
I have a comment I'd love to share. This is Tracy.
I just saw your hand. Okay.
Speaking of the snowstorm, it was interesting because I assisted my husband this morning out shoveling the driveway, and when I got out there initially, I felt so overwhelmed when I woke up. Like you said, there's so much swirling in the collective, and I could feel all of it, and it was very overwhelming. And as somebody who is very sensitive and kind of learning how to be with my sensitivity, it was interesting because as I was outside shoveling, it was like being outside, I s had so much more awareness to the process in terms of like, okay, I don't think this is all mine. And then I started to reconnect with my heart center. And then I was like, oh yeah, there's my true being. And then I was able to kind of observe what was swirling around in a more neutral way. And it was kind of like the more time that I spent outside there, it was amazing how nature again brings you back into coherence. And by the time I was done kind of shoveling, I kind of felt like I had a whole different perspective. It was like, okay, I'm okay. This was just a lot of energy that I was feeling into. And, it just gave me that perspective that I needed. And then again, just the reminder like to be and drop more into my heart space. And as you said, that's so not how I was raised or whatever. It's like, it's always been from my head and trying to control. And, I've had a lot of trauma in childhood. So it's like a lot of survival, tactics that are still at play, I could feel at times. And so, yeah, it was just such an interesting learning lesson. And that's how I'm really trying to take each of these moments as to like, okay, what can I learn here? What is this teaching me how to be more aware of, what's happening in my field and how I can shift that. So I just wanted to share because again, like people have said, yeah, the power of nature and bringing you back into coherence. And I'm really glad that I had that opportunity to shovel this morning because it really set me straight.
Well, you'll probably have more opportunities to do that. But you sound very different, Tracy. Sounds much more solid in your being. So thank
Thank
you.
you. I tell you, last week I was a bit of a wreck. There's sometimes that I'm really like, I feel I'm still very much a newbie yet, and I feel like I have such sensitive gifts that it really easily is overwhelming, and I'm really grateful for them, but I'm still very much trying to navigate them. So, and I will say, as somebody that has come from the head primarily, and I know what it feels like to connect to my heart. I know it's just, I feel like when it's, and I know this isn't an excuse, but I feel like when it is chaotic out in the world, it definitely is more triggering for me because, I tend to get more spun up into it. But thank you for the compliment. I'll take it.
Good. No, they keep raising the stakes every day in learning how to maintain our center. We're all becoming masters of it. So everyone's doing great. And it's great to hear all these comments. They're inspiring for us all. Okay. Any last comments as we go into our meditation? Okay, so two things to take away here. To practice letting go and sinking into the energy. And see what happens instead of trying to figure something out. Use that time and space, whether it's a minute or 5 minutes, to sink into the energy, to feel your feet, ground, sense the energy, sense your sacred space. Let yourself be in it without trying to figure anything out, just becoming pure energy, pure flow. And like an experiment, see what it does for you, how it impacts you, what shifts occur for you. So every time you go to try to figure something out, every time would be a high expectation. But when you can catch yourself trying to figure something out with your mind, shift into sensing your energy. Allow the energy to flow, quieting the mind. And what you're doing is allowing wisdom to flow through and around you, even if it's for 20 seconds. And it's not because you're trying to calm yourself down, it's because you're connecting to the greater intelligence that not only may inspire a way to proceed, but aligns your whole being with wisdom and changes all the possible outcomes. So this is a practice we want to start integrating into daily life. And again, we're used to thinking of it as a way of calming down. But I want you to think of it as connecting to a totality of wisdom that changes your totality. and let it be an experience that ripples into your life. And you'll start to be able to trust this. The more you do it. So again, the change we've been, you know, the way our culture is using meditation and energy and everything is to get something, to keep the conditioning going, to control. This is different. You're allowing the energy to completely change your frequency and create a new way of being with yourself. And the other point was take note of when you're living in your mind. And like Russell said, when you start noticing the patterns that are uncomfortable for you, allow yourself to recognize that as something that doesn't have to be, and that you can shift that. So sometimes we get so caught up in this stuff, this noise, that we don't believe we can get out of it. And so just notice your particular patterns and allow the wisdom of the energy to come forward when you're in those patterns and see what happens when you practice it. Okay? This is what changes our lives, is that type of practice. You can feel the difference. Shifting into the energy as wisdom than something to fix, instead of something to fix you. Hear the difference? Connecting to wisdom instead of something to fix you. Recognize the difference in that. Okay. And note that when you're coming from that place of trying to use energy to fix you, you're in the fixed, conditioned paradigm. Just letting the energy break that up and open up that transmission. So you can recognize that sense of needing to fix yourself, wanting to fix yourself, and how exhausting it is. Okay. The higher frequencies are really starting to pour in now. So let's settle in. Let's have each of you settle into your inner space. Draw into your awareness of the breath, sensing your body. And the mind, being so involved with the mind, can interfere with actually being able to sense your body. And let it become a pure, direct experience, one that's not mitigated by a thought or trying to explain in language, but just pure experience. As we greet Mother Earth through pure experience. What does it feel like to let your being greet Mother Earth and connect? Maybe it's nothing that you've ever experienced or thought of before. Let it be a new sense. How is your energy responding to that greeting? And you don't want to engage the mind when a question is asked like that. You just want to sense it. There we go. That little shift into sensing really opened up the circle. And there's tons of high frequency light coming in now. And energetically greet the spirit of the land where you are, sanctifying your relationship with your place here with the earth. Sense your breath, your seat. And what does it feel like to sense rather than to think about it or name it? What's it like to be with it, to be with your body? How often do you just have pure joy existing with your body? We greet the spirit of the water, the flow, the power of water to break up the rigidity, the fixations, the conditioned responses. And we greet the spirit of the fire, the self-illuminating flame that each being carries within. We're each created with this inner flame. That lights our way here. And we greet the spirit of the air, the powerful currents invisible but felt, the life force, the breath. What is the sensation of the breath, Whatever it is, let it be. Don't try to control it, shape it, name it. Here we go. And we greet the spirit of the ether, the pure intelligence, and we can trust our pure intelligence, our breath, our inner light, our inner flow, and our stability. Learning to trust our essence. Means we're being freed from the conditioning. So a theme from the guides tonight really is that theme of breaking up the place where we think we have to fix ourselves all the time. That seems to be the frequency that's coming in to help break that up. Along with that is all the shame and guilt and lack of confidence and sense that we're not good enough. That's all in that pouch of I have to fix myself. So the energies that are coming in tonight are helping to break up that whole conditioned pouch. There we go. And we greet Father, Son. Father, Son, and Mother Earth are eternally and ever connected. They're not really separate. And so, beyond the conditioned thoughts that we have about Mother Earth is below us, Father, Son is above us. It's a object in a sky and it's an object below us. When we sense it in the purest sense, we know it as living energy. So we're shifting out of seeing them as separate. They're always together. We always live in this sphere of Mother Earth and Father Sun when we're in this reality. And let that become larger. Let the experience of that go beyond thought. Okay, now the circle is shifting into a ceremonial state. And when this happens, it allows your higher being and the higher illuminated beings that are part of our constellation. In their great wisdom, they're able to work with our being to break up the densities that create the rigidities. And so our greater intelligence has the power to come from this higher frequency and break up that conditioning. Don't try to see this. Don't try to name it. See if you can allow it. And in that allowing, you may know something directly, or you may not. But the end result will still be the same. You'll have more freedom. You'll be freed up. So we're being freed up from a very subtle, unknown place. The source behind the source. So we don't want to try to peek at it. We don't want to try to know it. We want to, again, allow it. Note your feet. Allow the regenerative wisdom and energy to stay connected, rooted, flowing, creating a flow of intelligence through your being that is connecting with the greater intelligence through resonance and through an intelligence greater than we can imagine with the mind. Transformation is happening. Sense the energy at the tailbone, at the base of the spine, and how much light is circulating through you, through the root chakra and the two legs. However, you may not sense it as light, you may sense it as power or just awareness. And this energy is breaking up the density that's held in the atoms and the cells, the microscopic level. The cells hold the thought forms and the emotions. And when we're aware of these energies through the feet seat, they're able to cleanse the cellular structures, and allow the organic nature of the body, which knows how to live in reciprocity, live in transformation, how to take what is heavy and old and transform it into light and beauty. When we can step away and open up those rigid patterns, the body knows exactly how to come back to life. And we're not aiming to be perfect in any way. Coming back to life can spur us or move us in different directions, accessing support in many different ways. But to note the organic nature is to take what's heavy and old and turn it into what is light and new. Constant recycling, constant reciprocity. So we're breaking up the pattern of needing to fix ourselves. And what's being revealed is that we can shift from thinking we need to fix ourselves to knowing that when we align with the living energies, we come into coherence. And we're aligned with our being in the present moment. And once we shift into this coherence from a ceremonial space, much can be revealed about the mystery of life. And the mystery of who you are. And each of us has our journey in this realm. But we're taking this journey each for ourselves within the context of a ceremonial community. So it's not the hyper individualism, it's the unfolding of your unique expression of the totality of source that is supported and in reciprocal relationship to the ceremonial community. It's not linear, it's not duality, it's all enveloped within the totality. So know as you go through the week that a new pulse, a new wave of wisdom and intelligence is activated in your being. And be curious about how it's moving through you. Oops, I'm going to cough again. Hold on.